bonjour, motherfuckers! Bam! And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad. Oh my goodness, what night is it? I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad, sing along, and I'm broad, sing along, and I'm broader than Broadway, and I'm adilin' myself. And it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours and will make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah. What time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess. And shickadadoo, Wood. Hello. Shickadadoo. Hello. Hi, everybody. Hello and welcome to Get Wood. I like it to be, if you are a listener or a watcher of this show, then I am apologizing at this moment to say the inconsistency is just not, it's not my favorite. But you know what is? Being able to have a job in the times that we're in right now, because it is kind of a funky ass time for us creative folk and a lot of people, creative or none, you know? A lot of expensive things. Anyway, so I got the shifts at the old bartending job, and they kept switching them up and switching around this week. So here we are on a Sunday evening, beautiful, not too humid here in the East Coast. It's actually really gorgeous. Listening and watching and enjoying Get Wood with your pal Jess Wood. And I want to say a big, big love and shout out to all my 90s babies, because this is episode 311. Come on, sing it. It's going to be a very musical episode. I can feel it already. Before I continue on, we're already 2.5 minutes in here, and I better just say, Happy Rosh Hashanah. Lashana Tova to those who care, and to those who care about those who care about that. And I want to say, you know, as a girl raised by a mother who did not care for her Jewish roots, she didn't care for them. So she did get a nose job and change her name before I was born, which a lot of you know who listen to the show. But for those who don't, yeah. So not the biggest lover of being a Jew, not at all liking it at all, I suppose you would say. And so I didn't grow up with any real understanding of the rituals, the traditions, the Rosh Hashanah. And so really when I moved to New York I've been here half my life. So half my life I didn't know, and then the other half, how do you do? Hello, New York City! And all my relatives here are my mom's relatives. Hello! Very Jewish. So, you know, it was a surprise, and it was a wonderful surprise for me. And a lot of people ask me, like, well, what about when you knew your aunt? You've known your aunt for a long time, your mom's sister, and she's like, how are you? Hello. Even when she lived in LA. And I said, I don't know. I just thought she was a New Yorker, and that's how all New Yorkers sounded, which is half true, you know? Take a little sippy there. So anyway, listen, again, Sunday night, what are we doing? Who's doing what? I don't know. So I'm going to tell you a couple of stories. Now, the Rosh Hashanah thing, I really only started celebrating, like I said, since I've been in New York. And with my wonderful friend and roomie here, Jewel, she was raised with very traditional Jewish upbringing, and would bring me to the dinners and stuff. And so I was always like, ooh, because you know, when you're not raised in it, it's like I hated school. And now if I take a class, I'm like up front, like, hello, I'm very into it, you know, because, you know, youth is wasted. And so anyway, Rosh Hashanah, I never knew until I went with my friend and she introduced me to the whole thing. So it's nice. It is nice to have traditions and stuff like that. I didn't grow up with any tradition. What was the traditions that I grew up with? Rolling joints and fucking on the lawn. You know what I mean? That those were my people. And I say that with pride. And I don't know if you know, but I was asked recently by a gentleman that I was betting. That's a nice way of putting it. I was fucking this young guy. And we were talking about the way we were raised. And he was 22, so he was still, you know, being raised. And I told him, well, I was on welfare with my mom. We were on welfare a lot. Not all the time, but, you know, we had food stamps a lot. And he goes, oh, so you're white trash? And I said, no, sir, we were artists. How dare you? So, you know, I always like to try to tell people what's going on with my upbringing. The upbringing is very strange, as is everyone's. Everybody's got a story to tell. And hey, that's a good segue for me to invite you. If you're going to be in Coney Island, come on over to Coney Island on October 1st. We're doing a storytelling show at the Coney Island Museum, and it's going to be fantastic. I have a handful of my favorite comedian and storyteller folk from New York City. New York City, get the rope. So that should be a fun storytelling show. And also another storytelling show the night after that. Hello, madam. Hello, sir. I'm doing the storytelling show that I'm producing on Sunday the 1st, and then I'm doing a storytelling show that the other Kendra, who just joined the chat, isn't that great timing? Hello! Is doing on the 2nd, that I am so excited to be a part of as well, which is the Monday. So, please, if you're in the New York area, come on down. And speaking of the New York area, you know how I love to tell you a couple of stories. Listen, I try to tie them all together with some sort of, I don't know, let's have a good perspective on shit. You know, I'm really practicing changing my perspective on a lot of stuff. Like some of you out there, you think, oh, Jess, you seem so, you know, happy. Now, some of you say, no, she doesn't. She's quite cranky. Well, I think we're all cranky and happy. We can't really help it. A lot of us can't help it. So how do you do being mindful, being present, being keeping an eye on your perspective? And what keeps happening to me is I keep coming into contact with elders, with the older people. You know what an elder is. And they keep proving that's really real and that it continues your whole life. It's the fucking human condition. We don't, you know, our brains are primitive. They're always afraid that there's going to be like a dinosaur, you know, coming to get us, a predator, or like some red berries that we shouldn't eat, right? So we are always kind of on high alert, anxiety, fear a lot of the time. But if we get mindful, if we get present, as we've practiced, everything's fine. So to my point, I was on the train the other day, as I am a lot of the time because of my commute, and grateful for the job. Fucking commute is getting on my nerves. You know, can we talk? Hello, speaking in New York City. At least it's just one train. I take a train the entirety of its line, of its length. I get off two stops before it ends. I get on two stops before it begins, whichever way you want to come from. Anyhow, I'm on there the other night, and it's all fucked up. The trains here are just stupid a lot of the time. And it's nighttime, and so I'm on a platform, and I'm waiting for a train that I shouldn't really be. I don't want, but I have to take. And so there's a little old gal, and she's got to be 80 if she's a day. Little old white lady. She looks very cross. Russian. You know, we happen to be a cross people. And so I go up to her and I said, I can't believe this is horrible with the train. She goes, it's terrible. I just get out of work and I don't want to take this train because then I have to take bus. And if this other train come, I don't have to take bus. But look at, and she's showing me like her phone, and she's got the app and the thing. But the point of this is very anxious, very upset. And we hadn't, the train, I mean, yes, it was upsetting that the train wasn't there. But I said to her, well, you know, it looks like the train's coming, and then we're taking the same train, so I'll I'll get on the train with you and it'll be all right. We'll make it. We'll make it. And she goes, okay. And so she was, but again, not cheerful, you know? So, and not that you have to be cheerful about a fucking train that we're waiting on, but just, again, the perspective shit. So she and I get on the train. She and I get on the train together. And she sits next to me. And she's got the phone open. And listen, I'm also guilty of this. She's looking at the app. She's like, maybe I don't make the bus because the train, it takes too long and I don't make bus. Look at when bus comes. And I'm like, it's okay. I said, we don't know. We have no control now. Now we just sit here. We hope for the best. You know, what can we do? So she sits and we're quiet. And she's on her phone, but I'm quiet. And she's all of a sudden, she nudges me and she goes, ugh, like that, right? And I said, what? And she nudges. She says, look, ugh, look. And I look and I say, I don't know. There's like an ad for something. There's posters, you know, ads. She goes, the men. And I noticed that one of the ads, one of the in the subway is a, I don't know what it's for, maybe wedding rings. I don't know. And there are two men kissing. And she goes, I can't believe, I can. And I said, hey, I said, no, I'm not agreeing with you. I said, love is love. I said, you can't, don't be hating on love. That's love. And she goes, but two men. And I said, you cannot help who you love. And she looked at me and she said, okay. And I really wanted to say to her, but I think she got it. Like, listen, lady, I'll fucking help you on the train. I'll give you guidance throughout the directions. I'll try to calm your nerves when we're looking, you know, at your app. But don't fuck with love. Don't throw hate out into the world. There's enough hate and bullshit out in the world. We don't need to take part in that. And I feel like, I don't know if I cracked it a little, the hard shell. I don't know. But she got off on her stop. She thanked me. It wasn't bad. You know, we didn't have anything bad after that. I just couldn't. I can't. You know, folks, friends, humans, lovers, coven, listen. You don't ever trade your authenticity or your love and feel. Don't ever trade it in for anybody. Try to please anybody else because it's not going to. It's not. First of all, it's not going to work. Nobody's going to feel better after that. But just keep your wits about you and you'll be good. Because I felt really good after that. I was like, I didn't do any. I didn't. There's no insulting anyone if I stand up for love. Is that, hey, that's all I'm saying, all right? That's all I'm saying. Hey, speaking of speaking a lot with your hands, me and my friend Shannon, we wandered into the fucking San Gennaro Fest the other day. The San Gennaro Fest, I don't know. Was there a light out? Was the A out of the fucking neon? Who knows? But San Gennaro, hold on, that's my ride. San Gennaro, oh my God, a lot of men talking with the hands, a lot of cigar smoke, a lot of pride, Italian pride, rainbow cookies, and it was wonderful. It was outrageous. But you know, when you go to a New York festival thing like that, where there's going to be a lot of people, especially if it's free, you find yourself like walking, like we'd be walking, we'd be like, oh, this is hilarious. Oh shit, want to throw a dart? Ah, they got the balloon, could pop the balloon, haha, games. Oh, throw a basketball, shit, I'm not going to give you any money, hustle, ah, no. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, pardon me, excuse me, beg your pardon, yeah, oh shit, this is hard to get through, you know, it is so intense, because at moments you're like, this is easy. So the other woman, so that was a lot of fun. But again, the perspective on that, like some moments you could feel your anxiety and your fear get the better of you. And if you rolled into a fest like that, where there was, you know, rides that they've built like an hour ago and booths of cigars and games and carnival noises, it could give you a little panic attack. But if you take a breath and you lower your shoulders and you go, you know what, this is fucking New York City and summer is about to end. And if you live in a place that has seasons, good grief, you got to take advantage of this shit before it, bing, it's got, bing, bow, poop, pow. It's gone, Joe Pesci. It's fucking gone in an instant. So, again, I'm trying to, you know, I'm living in the love and I'm holding on to the last few days of summertime. And there was a guy in a booth who was doing the water gun game. Old guy, big, long, gray beard. And me and my girl, my girlfriend were walking by him. And, you know, everybody says, hi, and how you doing? And you want to play a game or whatever. And so they said, hey. And we said, hey. And the guy with the beard goes, I haven't seen you in so long, to me. And I go, I know, right? Because that's what you say in New York. I know, right? And then he says, to my friend, he goes, I taught her, I was her science teacher. And I'm like, I didn't go to high school in New York City. I barely went to high school in LA. But, oh, man. Thank you, baby girl. Thank you. I did it in my bathroom. And, you know, the joke is just the tip of the hair. Shut up. You get it. So, really fun at the San Gennaro. A lot, you know what else was a lot of fun to see in the streets of New York City? Again, just boom, pow, how you doing? Pay attention, because shit is here, and then it's gone. Like the Buddhists. Jesse, the Buddhists say things are impermanent. Mom, you didn't really pay attention to that. Jesse, don't make fun of your mother on your show. I like to show up here and say a little thing, say some things about Buddhism, and you make fun. I can't help it. You're easy to make fun of. anyway, yes, things are fleeting. You know, seasons are fleeting. All the things. It's sad. I know. The Buddhist, you know, they always say, hey, it's not a great story that things are going to, we're all going to fucking suffer, get old, die. You know what I mean? And the things we love are going to suffer, get old, and die. I mean, not everybody has to suffer, but you know what I mean? You all suffer. Anyway, did I tell you how I get about the lantern fly, the lantern bugs out here? They're not good for the environment, and I'm very much a murderer. Like, I talk a lot about Buddhism, but I will murder these bugs, and I will call you a hero if you murder one in front of me. I stand by that. Anyway, another amazing thing that happened this week that I just can't wait to share with you, the fucking rainbow, the double rainbow that was over Manhattan. It was on 9/11. It's like, I'll never forget the goddamn rainbow. And I don't get weird if about that, because listen, that date in New York is very heavy, as you well know. They have it on the TV, the names, the people, they're down at the Freedom Ain't Free Tower. And, you know, it's a heavy day. So I was lucky enough to go and meet my god sister for lunch, a late lunch in Midtown and civilized. And as I was going to meet her, it was very humid. It was that weird sky that's kind of yellow, and you're like, oh, there's going to be a big storm. There's a storm coming. My knee hurt. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, I feel the storm. And so I'm walking through Times Square, got off the train. And if you know, you know, Times Square is just packed with people. It stinks. It smells like pee-pee right now. A lot of pee-pee. And you're walking and there's people and it's gnarly. So I cut down a street, just random, just didn't think about it. Cut it. You have to cut it. And so I cut down the street and I'm walking and I see these three guys walking towards me. And I recognize one of the guys from here. That's right. I'm pointing at the
Nets Webs podcastular portal. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That's right. Know him from here. And I just yelled out, hey, just really loud. I don't know why. I got excited and I just said, hey, really loud. He saw me. I saw him. His friends saw us. They didn't know what to do. He did. He picked me up. He's a big man. Picked me up. He twirled me around and he kissed me on the face. It was fantastic. And you know what I did the whole time? I screamed, IRL, IRL, because apparently I'm a Lord of the Flies child. IRL. And so I was so excited to see him. He was so excited to see me. We couldn't believe it. He's still in shock. It was amazing. You never know, right? So you never know what's going to happen. Who's going to pop up in front of you? Pay attention. I wasn't on my phone. I was just walking. I was looking at everybody. Pay attention. There's magic everywhere. So I get up to meet my sis. Oh, she's such a doll face noodles. Okay, so we have the best lunch ever. But while we're eating, late lunch, early dinner, very sophisticated, rain pouring, insane, like thunder, lightning, very, like, to the point where we're like, oh no, we can't leave. But we have to leave. I have to go to class. I'm back in class acting. And we finally have to leave. And it stops raining. And it, not only did it stop raining, it was that color, like, what is that? Where there's a lot of sun, but there's still a lot of clouds. And the sun is shining on the buildings where it's like, where it looks gold. Like, there's gold in the sky. There's gold in them, their hills. And it is magic. And we look up. And I said, look at the light. Look at the sky. And there in the sky, double rainbow. Double rainbow over Manhattan. It was like the Muppets were here. The Muppets took Manhattan on Monday, 9/11, big heavy day for Manhattan, and made it this light, bright, beautiful. It was unreal. People were pouring out of all the establishments on 9th Avenue. We were walking up 9th Avenue in Midtown. Everyone was coming out and had their phones or was just like, oh my God, exclaiming, beautiful, bonding in the streets. Like, oh, did you see the rainbow? How about that fucking rainbow? Oh my God, the rainbow. And so I was out of my mind. And if you know me, you know I get very excited. I'm very excitable. And in the street, rainbow, strangers I could talk and tell to go and look at the rainbow. The magic that ensued on that avenue, to the point where my sister said at one point, I feel like you work for the rainbow. Because I was so like, have you seen the rainbow? Did you see the rainbow? And then a postman, a young Puerto Rican postman man, he says to us, that rainbow is beautiful. And you know what it means? And we're like, what does it mean? And he said, it means that God, he goes, do you know the story of Noah? And we were like, you mean the Ark guy? Because we're Jews. I mean, not that we don't, you know, oh, we're the Old Testament, I guess. So yeah, the story of the boat. He says, yeah, the rainbow means that there's not going to be any harm to the earth. Oh, we said, then that's great. If that's, yes, let's not harm the earth. Thank you. God bless and good night. You know what I mean? It was gorgeous. So the rainbow, you don't know. And it was only there for, what, 10, 15 minutes? We were all just in awe. Everyone was bonding in this beautiful way. And usually in New York, I hate to say it, but we all bond on like, oh, the fucking train is late. Oh, it's so fucking hot. Oh, it smells like piss, you know? And this day, we were bonding on the beauty and the gorgeousness of it all, of nature. It was gorgeous. Gorgeous. And on the subject of gorgeous, let me just say, this other old woman that I met, an elder that I met on the train, another train ride, another elder, complete opposite of the woman anxiously looking at her phone, afraid that she wasn't going to make her bus. This woman, got on the train. She was with her man, and they looked like they really needed to sit down. And I was in one of the two seats. So I scooched over and I sat next to a woman who was in the three seaters. And I said, hey, come on. Now, from that moment on, this woman, she couldn't get enough of me. Thank you so much. You're so wonderful. You're paying attention. You're very, you seem very present. I mean, all the things that I want to practice that I talk about all the time, right? She was layered in necklaces. She had beads from Africa. She had turquoise from Mexico. She had crystals from New York. You know, she was done the fuck up, but not at all, you know, plugged or fixed or pulled or, I don't know, fixed. You know what I mean? Like trying to, she was naturally who she was. She was engaged. We talked. She read me a meditation from a book that she had in her bag. It was amazing. Amazing. Just because I gave up my seat for her. You know, I was just being, I don't know, again. With the love. So at the end of our conversation, I said, where are you getting off? She said, well, we're going to get off Atlantic. I said, my God, I have such a longer thing. She says, but really, be well. And she kissed me on both cheeks. I know, very European. What's with the dog? Do you hear the dog? There's a dog outside. There's a lot of small dogs in this neighborhood with large men walking them. Large Russian men walking very small dogs. Don't make fun. I walk a dog for my girlfriend. Anyway, what else do I have to say? Oh, let me tell you something. Before I go, it's only a couple more minutes of this, for Christ's sakes. I just want to say thank you. I always forget. Thank you to everyone who sends me notes, who sends me feedback, who hits me up and, you know, likes whatever, who shares. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for telling your friends about the show. You know, it thrills me. And like I said, it's very hard for me to be inconsistent, because I know that inconsistency for me, especially growing up in such an inconsistent household and all that stuff, I love having the structure of things. And I do also listen to other podcasts and watch other shows, and I count on them to be up at a certain time. I'm not beating myself up. I'm just letting you know that I know if you have thought that. Anyway, let me just tell you about today. So today I had the day fucking off. Day off. That's right, Coney Island. And I walked around Coney, and I went down Mermaid Avenue, and I saw the FYL crew, you know, Fuck Your Life crew. Shout out to Fuck Your Life crew, fucking Bang Bang and all that. And yeah, I saw him and I said, hey, look at this guy. And he saw me and he goes, hey, look at this guy. What's up? And I said, what's up? And then I kept walking because I was going to Botanica. I'm doing errands. And I like that I can see the neighborhood guys, though. It makes me feel like, you know, there's stuff going on. There's always stuff going on. People out there. Go to the Botanica. Angel is there. My angel of an angel. Just call him Angel in the morning. And I got some potions and lotions and springs and things. And thank fucking God Drew Barrymore got on the right side of the fucking picket line, because we were going to have to go back out there and do some damage. And listen, I've gone to some pickets. Let me tell you something. Between you and me, the writers striking, I found it a lot easier to get to. When the writers struck, the times of the picket lines were noon to 3:30. Now that the actors are striking, it's 9:30 to noon. Who in the fuck? Anyway, they're probably coming after the gym. I know. I've been to a couple, but I'm always like late. It takes me an hour to get there. I'm there half an hour before it ends. I'm like, hey, we won't go. And then I go. You know what I mean? Hell no, we won't go. And then I go. So I'm just glad Drew got back on my good list. Because didn't we think, I don't know why. Listen, last minute of the show. Why do we think just because, what, she played a princess? She comes from a line of actor. Like, why would we all assume that she would do the right thing? Because she seems like a people person. Because she cries a lot on the TV. Can you tell me why? Can you write to me and tell me what it is? And is it just us having a skewed idea of people's characters on the telly, even if they're just on a talk show? Like, I want to say, I think Jennifer Hudson, what a doll, right? How do I know? We all thought Ellen was cool, right? I don't know. And how do we know? Like, I get annoyed at work, too. And I'm kind of a bitch if I'm in charge. Like, I'm training someone right now, and I could be a fucking bitch. When he's not, you know, let's go. I mean, I'm not, you know, horrifying. But I think people are, you know, they're maybe on the sensitive side. I'm not standing up for bullies and nothing, you know. But, anyway, just glad Drew got in there. And please support us any way you can. Please support the union any way you can. The unions and the video game. Oh, man, everybody's doing it because it's fucking scary out there. If you haven't watched the Black Mirror episode of called Joan is Awful, I recommend that. We'll throw you right into a fucking tailspin. But it really explains what the fuck that's all about. Anyway, hey, it's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And I always just love to see you so much. I love talking to you. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you for sharing that's my ride. I've, you know, they always come right at the end. And please let me know if you'd like me to talk about anything next week. And I'm hoping to show back up on Friday night next. So let's all hang out on Friday next, yeah? And remember, don't do anything you don't want to do that's, like, hurtful. You know what I mean? Don't suck a dick you don't like. Don't lick a pussy you don't like. Don't make out with someone you don't like just to, like, people please. You know what I mean? Like, let's please ourselves first. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Okay. Well, I sure do love you. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. I will see you next week. And please share the show. It's free. And if you wouldn't mind, tag me at Kit Wood. All right. Love you. Mean and shut up. I'll see you. It's always very hard for me to hang up. All right. You hang up first. No. I'll hang up. All right. Love you. Bye. Bye. Yes, I swear.